Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 7th, 2016. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. And before I give you the phone number, I want to tell you something. Say something else to you. A lot of people try to get a hold of me by Facebook and use the messaging thing. I completely ignore that messaging thing because it comes on at any time, and I don't even do Facebook, basically. When I post to Facebook, it's because I've liked the site someplace that I'm at or something like that. I very rarely ever even bring up the program of Facebook, even though I have thousands of people that are my friends that I don't even know on Facebook. But you get the point? That's not the good way to get a hold of me. The best way to get a hold of me is the phone number is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. Or an emergency, 316-619-4886, or go to prophecyhour.com. We have an email. You can find our email address over there. Email me, and, you know, with your prayer request, if you can't get me by phone or whatever, you can email me, send me a phone number, and I'll call you back. In fact, that works even better than a machine sometimes because my email's on almost all the time. But send me an email. And if you have a prayer request, you can put it in there. And yeah, if you don't need to talk to me, I'll take and print it out. I'll take it to the church, and we will anoint it with oil. We will pray over it just as we will that comes in the mail. And if you include your physical address, we'll even mail it back to you so that you know that we did so. So, you know, those are the ways to get a hold of me. Facebook is the absolute worst way in the world to get a hold of me. Now, you know, and some people contact me. They have homeless in other cities and things. You know, while I can pray for them, there's not a lot that I can do for people in other cities. Maybe give them some advice, but actually physically doing something in other than Wichita, we just don't do that. I have no way to do that. So Wichita is the place that we take care of the homeless and poor. And anyway, and even that has some limitations on it. But consider those things. Anyway, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And remember, we are a national satellite radio program, simulcast live on the net and internationally, so pray about supporting airtime. And tonight I want to thank all our friends that are overseas that listen to us. You know, I was just looking at the people that are in China, places like Beijing that listen to us, and France that listen to us, and Germany, all these different places overseas. So we are a worldwide warning message to the world. And then there are people in the Dallas, Texas area, Plano, Texas, L.A., New Orleans, all these places that we know that people are listening to us at, and our biggest group of listeners over there in Wichita, Kansas, we appreciate you listening. But folks, we are warning the world as it happens. Anyway, our program archives can be found at prophecyhour.com. Go over there and check it out. It's smartphone friendly. That's just really all I need to say. Go over there and look at it. On another note, I'm glad to be back with you folks after being gone a couple of weeks. Well, you know, we spent most of December in Wichita because of the holidays and weather and different things for the homeless and poor. So I didn't do radio programs, one that fell on Christmas Eve or one that fell on New Year's Eve either, because we were in Wichita. Now, on the 23rd, I have to say I wasn't helping the homeless and poor. On the 23rd of December, I was very happy to celebrate my 30th anniversary with my wife, of course. And I really don't know how she's put up with me that long. But anyway, blessings to my wife. Now, prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. For, Father, we don't know how to do anything. And please give everyone ears out there in which to hear the truth and understand the truth. So please, Father, in your Son's mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, as I said, the world is in great turmoil. Did you folks look at the stock markets today? And did you notice that we finished 2015 with the biggest hits on the market since 2008? And today, George Soros, among others, and of all people, are saying that we're right back there seeing a replay of 2008. While others are saying they haven't seen this kind of a problem coming since the last Great Depression. It looks like we're in serious trouble. But you're only in serious trouble if you're not walking in His Word and not walking in His faith. In the Middle East, hundreds of thousands of people are dead. What happened? Is someone responsible for that? Well, we're going to bring on our guest tonight, which is Pastor Carl Gallup. He's a best-selling author, senior pastor since 1987, talk radio host. He's heard nationally and internationally on TV and radio. He's a commentator. He's a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. I like to pick on him about that sometimes, but that really does give him a really great insight into some of the things that we talk about, having been in law enforcement. As most of you, if you've listened to him for a while, you can tell that. He's a member of the Board of Regents at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. Carl's written several books, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. That is one book, if you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it and reread it. It has a lot of great stuff in it. Anyway, The Magic Man in the Sky, Effectively Defending the Christian Faith, good coffee table book. His book, Final Warning, wow, you really got to get that. And he has another book, After Final Warning, that really goes along with it. It's called Be Thou Prepared, Equipping the Church for Persecution in Times of Trouble. So, oh, and today I want you, after he tells you his website, maybe at break time, then you need to go over there and look at his feature of the day, which is Then Shall Be the Great Tribulation. It's a great YouTube video, and I just got through watching it before we come on the air, and I really, really got a lot out of it. Anyway, welcome back, Pastor Carl Gallup. Are you there with me, Carl?
Yeah, I am here, Pastor Dan. It's always a joy to be with you, my brother. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. It's great to have you back. And you know, you always have not so much to talk about, but important things to talk about for the people. And, I want to bring this up. You know, I was over there looking at you. I always bring up your webpage, you know, when I'm talking to you on radio. And I was looking at it, this today's feature, Then Shall Be the Great Tribulation. That's really a great little video.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. We've got a couple of thousand videos up. I know what I believe about all of that, but remind me a little bit about where that particular video goes. I think it's about a 4 or 5 minute video, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's talking about all the Christians that are being beheaded and everything right now and killed and slaughtered in the Middle East, kind of the subject that I think that we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah. I remember that video we made. I went through and listed all of the different facts about persecution going on around the world, persecution of Christians, and the numbers that have been slaughtered, and the profuse documentation that indicates that these last 100 years have been more Christians slaughtered in the name, you know, of because of their commitment to Jesus Christ than have been in the entirety of the 2,000 years before. So this last century has really seen a huge outpouring of slaughtering of Christians. And, of course, with what's happened in the Middle East in the last year or so, and with the rise of ISIS and the hundreds of thousands of people that have been killed, Christians and families torn asunder and entire Christian communities destroyed, those numbers have just gone through the roof. And the point that I make in that video, if you remember, Jesus said, for then, he's talking about the last days, shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. Now, I know there's a whole school of eschatology, a whole school of eschatological thought that defines that great tribulation as a specific 7-year period in the very end, and that's going to be worse than ever and ever. And I get that, and I understand that, and people have their different views. I'm not here to argue rapture timing, but I do want to just say this factually. That video points out that the last 100 years, and I mean, there's no way to deny this. I mean, just all we got to do is watch the news in the last year or so. But in the last 100 years, just this last historical generation out of 6,000 years of human history, in the last 100 years, there have been more people put to death for their faith in Jesus Christ than the entire 2,000 years before, which, of course, that's when Christianity began. Now, so that means the words of Jesus in Matthew 24 are already true.
Yeah.
Because he said, for in those days there shall be great tribulation. And that word tribulation comes from the Greek word phlipsis, which means pressure, intense persecution that brings on pressure that destroys. For then shall there be mega phlipsis is what the Greek says. Mega, great tribulation, death, persecution, etc., such as was not since the beginning until now. Well, I mean, I know we might not, I'm not saying we're living in the last 7 years and all that, but I'm saying Jesus' words have already come true, and they're coming true before our eyes on our television sets every night in the Middle East and around the world, brother.
Yeah, amen. And listen, you know, that's why, it's a great time to plug your books, but it isn't a question of I want to plug the books. Be Thou Prepared, and the one right prior to it, what's the name
Final
of that
warning.
One?
Yeah, Final
Warning. Final Warning lays out a lot of these things that have already happened that you go through there and you go, oh, wow, really? And, you know, just like what you're talking about right now. And so then once you come to that realization of where that you're at, then the Be Thou Prepared comes in there and tells you what to do. And because that's what happens around here is we'll wake people up because of our broadcasting. And then they say, well, what do I do? You know, and folks, this is just a great book to show you what to do. And it's not that I want to make Carl rich off the books. It's just, it's what you need, you know? You understand, Carl?
But, yeah, Brother Dan. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Back to you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, no, I do understand. And listen, thank you for telling people about my books. And let me just say, no, I'm not a book salesman. I'm a pastor. I write the books because they come out of 30 years of ministry and 10 years of law enforcement, 40 years of life that I'm just pouring onto paper and putting before the world before I can't write books anymore. But I'm 60 years old. I mean, I hope the Lord gives me another 20 good years of ministry, but I may not have that. And so, the books kind of sell themselves because I think God has anointed them and they serve their purpose. Each one is extremely different. I mean, the Magic Man is all about defending the Christian faith with Bible and science and reason and philosophical truth. The rabbi that found Messiah is just this amazing story of Yitzhak Maduri and the revival that's happening among Jews right now in Israel because of all of that. And then Final Warning focuses in on the trumpet days of Revelation, and it matches it up to historical events that have happened in our and only our lifetime that match key words in the Bible, and that book's blowing people away all over the world. And then the last one, Be Thou Prepared, I mean, that comes from my 40 years of experience of helping people understand about the tough questions of life. Should we defend ourselves? Shouldn't we just turn the other cheek? Should we have a gun? Should we arm ourselves? Should churches take care of themselves like that? What about turning the other cheek? What about the martyrs? What about obeying the government in all things? People have these questions. So many more. Shouldn't we just live by faith every day? Why should we worry about making any preparation? And, you know, that book, I mean, so all of the books, you know, they're not, brother, I give away thousands of dollars of these books, and I'm blessed. They've become bestsellers. They're going all over the world. God is blessing. But I turn around and take thousands of dollars from each of these books, and I give them away to missionaries and pastors, and I send them and I give them to people. So you're right, brother. It's not about selling books. It's not about making money, but I'm dumping out everything that God is giving me on paper so that when I'm gone, it continues to live on and people can still have access to this information. So thanks for promoting it for that reason, brother.
Well, amen. Absolutely. And as far as that 60-year-old Mark Carl, I'm 60 also, so, you know,
yeah.
I have not figured out how 60's supposed to act yet, so.
I know, me either. Me either. Well, brother, you know, and I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm old and decrepit, brother, I still feel, you know, great, and God has blessed me, and I can do anything I want. In fact, very few people, when they meet me, I mean, when I tell them I'm 60, they fall out, they can't guess that. I mean, God's been good to me. But I'm also a realist. I mean, you know, if you live the normal life expectancy, I mean, you and I can count the rest of our winters on our hands and fingers now. I mean, our fingers and toes now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we don't, that's the point. You know, most people, I look at people that start falling apart, you know, it's after the 60 mark mostly, you know what I mean? And
I
feel blessed to get this far. And I work out at the gym, and like say, my son's friends, my 26-year-old, his friends about fall over dead when he says, well, my dad's 60, you know, because I'm stronger than most of them, you know?
Right.
But it could change at any moment.
It could. Well, I'm blessed. I started pumping iron when I was 20 years old. I still do. Did it regularly. In fact, at one time, I mean, I won several weightlifting contests and iron pumping contests. And so God has blessed me that way. I've been athletic all my life. You know, I'm 60. I don't take any medications. I'm so blessed. But like you said, brother, that could change tomorrow. I can be sitting here talking about this tonight, and we're at that age now where it can change, it can turn on a dime. So,
yeah,
that's why I'm writing these books. I'm just trying. People ask me all of these questions, and they want to know this stuff. And I said, you know, I better put this in writing. So that's what I've been doing, brother. And by the way, I just signed a contract the other day for my fifth book with WND Books. It'll be coming out this fall. And because it's new and under contract, I can't get the title yet, although they've already got the title picked, and I'm excited about it. And
really?
And I can't give the details, but I can say that it's going to be a sweeping, I think riveting, the way it's going to be written, analysis of where we are in prophetic timeline right now. And it's not charts and graphs and maps. It's not even about rapture timing. It's just doing an analysis of the dozens of amazing prophecies that are converging right before our eyes right now. And it's not the typical stuff of, you know, listing two or three, four things. I'm going through dozens of things, and I'm analyzing them with the latest science, the latest headline news, the latest military and historical figures, and lining them up with the Bible. And it's going to be a study that is going to blow people away. And that'll be out in November.
In November? Well, amen. And I know you'll at least give me the title as soon as you can if they don't.
Oh, sure.
Because, WorldNet Daily's, I've interviewed most of the authors over there. They usually send me a book ahead of time, you know, and say, read it, whatever, you know, and talk.
Oh, we'll get all that to you, brother. Yeah.
You know?
I'll get you some books that you can give away over the air, too.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. I'd like to do that. We ought to do that sometime and just have somebody call in, and we'll do it while you're on the air and say, hey, you know, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had a really interesting subject matter for tonight that they were talking about. Obama's hand being on the Middle East messed us over there. How do you figure that, Carl?
Yeah, I was interviewed with a WND article. It was a headline article. In fact, it went viral. And the title of it was Obama's Signature is on the Present Middle East Chaos. And then the subtitle was, hundreds of thousands are dead after a dramatic shift in foreign policy towards the Muslim world. And, you know, so very few people are speaking about this. You remember when George Bush was in office, the mantra from the left was, Bush lied and people died. Well, yeah, well, I don't know that hundreds of thousands of people were killed and displaced and refugees by the millions and children orphaned by the tens of thousands. I don't think anything like that happened under Bush. And I'm not defending Bush, and I'm not saying he was a great guy, but I'm just saying the hypocrisy of the left knows no boundaries. So you've got Obama now, 6 or 7, you know, 7 years in office. And brother, he and Hillary Clinton have, what I'm getting ready to say, they bragged about. They took credit for it. So now we're going to lay credit where credit is due. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama bragged that they were instrumental in bringing on Arab Spring. Now, what was Arab Spring about? Well, we had some dictators in Libya and Egypt and around the Middle East. We had some dictators in power that, you know, listen, this is an evil world, brother. I'm not pointing to dictators and saying, oh, they're wonderful folks. But here's the deal. Mubarak in Egypt was actually had become quite an ally of Israel and actually was helping to hold the borders and defend Israel. Gaddafi in Libya had long ago, I think ever since Reagan lobbed that missile through his bedroom window, he had calmed way down and was actually cooperating with Western powers and the United States. He had backed way off a lot of his radical dictatorship. So I'm not making these guys out to be wonderful people, but along comes Obama with a Sunni Muslim dream. Now you gotta remember, this guy was raised Sunni Muslim. This is why you and I screamed for years, presidential elections matter. We begged people not to put this guy in office, not because he was black, not because he was a Democrat. We weren't playing politics. You and I were not racist. We just knew what he represented and what his agenda was. Now we're suffering the consequences of it. Not only did he instigate Arab Spring, which toppled these guys and toppled the power in the area and toppled the balance of power, Israel is freaking out. Now they're literally surrounded by enemies. The Muslim Brotherhood came to power in Egypt. And, of course, we got Muslim Brotherhood all in our government because of this guy, right, Obama. And then the Muslim Brotherhood was toppled. Egypt went through 2 civil wars. Libya is a mess. I was on an airplane the other day with a woman. We had a 3-hour flight. I sat right beside her. I could tell she was Arabic. I began speaking with her. She's from Libya. Her whole family's over there. She's a sweet lady.
Listen, we already got into the last. We're going to go to break in a couple of minutes,
I'm sorry.
About 30 seconds. Tell them where your website is, and we'll start all this when you get back.
I'm sorry, brother. You turned me loose, and I went crazy. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You always do.
I know. CarlGallops.com. CarlGallops.com. Everything about me, all my materials, my ministry, the PNN News and Ministry Network, everything is there. CarlGallops.com.
Yeah, folks, all you got to do is Google it, and you'll be amazed at what's all over there, and it will be beneficial for you. Even if you don't buy a book, there's lots of things over there for you without buying anything. But check out the books, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Mission Watch, what I started to say, was on an hour ago. Anyway, folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. You know, we need your help for food, clothing, gloves, over-the-counter medications. It's that time of year, and really, you know, we give so much to the poor. That's where we get our support, is from you. We don't sell anything. We are too busy taking care of the homeless and poor. I don't have any products for you. I'm sorry. But, you know, we need your help. You're the people that have kept us running for now almost 16 years. It'll be 16 years full. In June, we'll start our 17th year. But, you know, there's other ways that you can help. You know, radio and all the things concerning radio cost money. You know, radio airtime costs. Not only are we're on a KU band satellite, we're also live on the internet, and we're on Podomatic and a couple of other podcast places that we're on, and those things cost money. It's not free. And so if you help that, you help radio, you help the warning message. But so I'm telling you that the people that listen to us on radio are the ones that support us. So how do we get more support? By getting more listeners. And so by staying on radio, that will help us. Also, by sharing these radio programs with other people. You know, we're even on YouTube. You can share our programs many different ways. The more people that listen to us, you know, it might take, you know, a couple of thousand people to listen to us before one person will decide to donate. I mean, that's how it works. We're not by far getting rich for anything, because most people, and I understand that, they don't like to just give money. They give it to their church or local people. They like to get something in return. And we don't have anything to give you in return. Your return will come from the Father. Anyway, so I also, I need some people that know about computer stuff. If you're in the Wichita area, I need to update a website and a couple of things. So if somebody's in the Wichita area and knows about HTML, drop by the Mission Church and give me a talk. Anyway, so why do so many people come for us for help? Well, love, that is really the first answer. We treat people as family. We give them relationships. And beyond that, we really have no set guidelines like programs. People walk in the door and ask for what they need, and then if we have it and we feel led to, we help them and give them to them. You know, and there's some things they can just walk in and get without even asking, whether it's clothing. You can walk into the clothes closet and get it. Phone use, you can use the phone. Food, you know, you can come in and eat. There's so many things that we just give freely without any kind of a problem. So people come in, and we don't have a sign-in sheet where we want your name and all that kind of thing. You know, if the people that come in want to give me their name and want to talk to me, they'll give me their name. I don't have to have it for them to be on the premises. You know, and this is why agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget, and this is no joke, send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many, and folks, we are responsible to care one for another as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com or call me at 620-878-4682. And now we're back with one of my favorite guests, Pastor Carl Gallup. Are you still with me, Carl?
I'm still here, Pastor Dan. Thank you.
Amen. Well, you were starting to tell us a story about being on an airplane.
Yeah, well, I was on an airplane with a woman from Libya, and her family's still in Libya. Anyway, just to spare your listeners a lot of detail, the bottom line is I just asked her a ton of questions about the revolution and Libya and whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, Arab Spring, et cetera, and her assessment, being born and raised there. She's a medical doctor, by the way, a brilliant woman, and we had a great conversation. She was so gracious, so sweet. But her assessment is that what the United States did under Barack Obama was horrific. It has destroyed the nation. It has destroyed the lives of people. It has destroyed her family, and it's just sad. It's terrible. And so you asked me about, you know, Obama's signature on the Middle East. And so I'll try to get to the point here, and then you can ask me questions, and we'll talk in more detail. But it's very complex, but the bottom line is Obama came from a Sunni Muslim tradition and background and bias. He was raised in Sunni Muslim tradition in Indonesia, and he writes about that in his book. So he comes to power. Now he's the head of the largest superpower in the world. He and Hillary Clinton, of course, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff is Uma Abedin. Where does she come from? Sunni Muslim tradition, Muslim brotherhood, her mother, her father, her brother. So you got Obama and Hillary with all these Muslim brotherhood around them, all of the Sunni tradition around them. By the way, the Muslim Brotherhood, they're our enemies. They're the ones that spawned Al-Qaeda. I mean, but you got Obama and Hillary dancing with the devil. They start Arab Spring because what are they trying to do? They're trying to topple the dictators, to put new fresh leaders in office, Muslim Brotherhood favoring, Sunni Muslim favoring, as opposed to Shiite Muslim, which is another branch, it's another denomination of Islam, which is represented in the Middle East largely by Iran. And these two, the Shiites and the Sunnis, have been fighting each other for hundreds of years over who's going to control the Middle East. The Shiites think that it ought to be only the direct descendants of Muhammad himself. The Sunnis believe it ought to be a caliphate of descendants of Muhammad's leaders and the henchmen that surrounded him. So they're all over there fighting and killing each other, vying for power. Obama comes in and Hillary, and they begin Arab Spring thinking they're going to wink, wink, do something wonderful in the Middle East. Israel is going crazy. Of course, Obama doesn't like Israel, so he doesn't care. But they're saying, don't do that. If you topple Egypt, they're defending our borders over there. We're friends with Egypt. You know, we get along okay with Libya. Libya doesn't bother us. We need these people. But Obama topples them. Israel is surrounded by enemies. The whole Middle East explodes in a Sunni uprising, which gives rise to ISIS, which is a really radical branch of the Sunni Muslim flavor. And now they start killing, murdering, raping Christians, Jews, anybody that Zoroastrians, whoever is not a part of them, Shiite Muslims, everybody. I mean, they're just going crazy, destroying Christianity in the Middle East, trying to topple, you know, other leaders and killing and destroying. And in the meantime, Iran gets in the mix and says, wait a minute. We're going to put a stop to this. So they come into Iraq. Now you've got Iran's military coming into Iraq. Then you've got Iran aligned with Russia. So finally Russia shows up because Turkey, of course, they can't stand Iran because Turkey wants to be the head of the caliphate, the head right. of the Sunni caliphate. Now they got Erdogan over there who thinks he's some kind of little god on earth. And then China shows up, and China and Russia start making military agreements with each other. And then Obama goes over and tries to broker a deal with Iran and nukes. I mean, the whole thing is just a horrific mess. Now we have millions of refugees. We're shipping in tens of thousands of them into the United States, or hundreds of thousands, and millions are piling into Europe. We've got a crisis of a World War III magnitude developing before our eyes, hundreds of thousands of people dead, and it started with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, which is why I said, and the title of that article is, Obama's signature is all over the present Middle East crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, that's a WorldNet Daily article, and I will find the article link, and I'll put it in with the plug for this program.
I can tell you how to get to it quickly.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
On my website at carlgallops.com, and you can get the link there, brother, and put it wherever you want. But on carlgallops.com, my slider pictures across the very top that have articles, you just click on the little arrows there, and you go to the fourth one. It's the fourth slider picture article. It's entitled Obama's Signature on Present Middle East Crisis. You can click on that, and it takes you right to the WorldNet Daily, the WND site, and then, of course, you can put that link anywhere you want it. But that's a quick way for you to find it, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. I just, in the, while he was talking about it, I clicked it right over there and found it. And so that's really great. Let me tell you something else, Carl, and then I want your comments on this. So here we have, let me paint a picture. So what we have is we have Obama created the Arab Spring. Absolutely. All those henchmen are in the White House, the Muslim Brotherhood. It's a really bad thing. And so Carl brought out all of the people that are dying in the Middle East. But I noticed something else, Carl, that happened. I think it was over this last about week or less, was in Germany with the refugees. The refugees on New, it was, in fact, it was New Year's Eve night. The refugees in Germany from Syria, from this conflict that Obama has created, were raping in the streets, German women. You know,
yeah.
And you know what? The government is telling them that if they're now today, the government of Germany is, Merkel is telling them, well, you better not bad talk those Muslims too much or we're going to arrest you for it. So,
yeah.
But women are being raped by these refugees and we're bringing them in here. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, well, I've read those horrifying articles and watched the news. Yeah, they're being gang raped. I mean, there's gangs.
Right.
Of these refugees, a bunch of them, not all of the refugees are thugs, but there's a bunch of thugs coming in, and like you said, in Germany, you have these gangs of refugee thugs. They're free, they're in a new land, and and the government is lapping them up and licking them on the face, and so they just got full of themselves and said, we're gonna do what we want, and they just went to the streets and started indiscriminately gang raping, mobbing women and raping them, and it's just horrifying. And listen, that kind of stuff is going to come to America. I think one of the only differences is that there's a lot of places in America where that'll get you shot very quickly. But still, I mean, we've got hundreds of thousands of these Muslims being imported into our nation. And by the way, you know Avi Lipkin, haven't you had him on your show?
Sure, I have.
Yeah,
I know him.
Yeah, I had him on my show, and he said years ago, when Arab Spring first started, he said, let me tell you, he came on my show, and he said, like, Carl, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Obama's going to use this to create a refugee crisis, and he's going to import millions of Muslims all over Europe and into the United States. He's going to use Arab Spring to do that. I don't mind telling you, when Avi first said that, I thought Avi was a little crazy. I couldn't imagine that even Obama would do something so horrific. But here we are, and that's exactly what he's doing, and his fingerprints are all over this mess, brother. And it's not just the Middle East. Now it's Germany, it's Europe, and it's the United States. And ISIS is sitting around bragging about how they're using the refugee crisis as a Trojan horse, getting their ISIS fighters into the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go with this. You know, Russia and other countries have pointed out how Obama created ISIS, and a lot of them are saying, well, you know, it was by weapons left behind and everything, but he really created ISIS. That's what Benghazi was all about, was a gun-running operation to give people guns and ammunition, and that's where they got armed at, was from Obama and Hillary Clinton. That's who created ISIS. In fact, the leader of ISIS was in one of our prisons and Obama let him go. Yeah, he is directly responsible for ISIS. Back to you.
That's, and I feel, and Joel Richardson feels, and many other pundits in this area feel that the Benghazi massacre was absolutely allowed by our administration to cover up the fact that we were using Benghazi to send weapons to the Sunni rebels. We know this stuff now. I mean, this is what all this, these investigations and the emails and, you know, the testimonies have been about. I mean, these people have committed what I'm going to call, in my opinion, criminal, unconstitutional, illegal acts against other nations, against our own people. They've lied to the media. They've lied to the American people. People have died. An ambassador died. I mean, our embassy was overrun. People were killed, all to cover up their little changing in the Middle East they were trying to do. And now we've got hundreds of thousands of people who have died. I mean, where's the outrage? Where's the justice?
Absolutely. Let me address that for just a second. Number one, folks, if you go back in my radio archives and look at for Ben Barrick and the programs that we did about Benghazi at the time, we said everything that Carl and I just said, we exposed all this then because we had connected with some people that knew about it then and talked about it. Having said that, I want to address the arms for a minute, especially because somebody just texted me and said, isn't that really treason? Well, under the right frame of mind, we're not supposed to give guns to our enemies. That was a law. Barack Obama suspended that law before he started giving away these guns. And I remember when he did it. And so, no, we can't hold him accountable for giving guns to enemies because he suspended that law. That was one of the things that he did. Back to you, Carl.
Yeah. Well, no, there's been all manner of unconstitutional maneuvers that he has committed. And you're right, that's one of them. And the other thing that I want your audience to realize in this whole mix, and it goes right along with what you're saying, the deal between Turkey and Iran is this. See, people are wondering, just the other day they were talking about how Turkey and Iran have thrown down on each other. Well, let me explain to your audience what that's about. Turkey is propping up ISIS. They are propping, they're financing them, they're helping them. That's why, that's why China and Russia are in the Middle East, in Syria, propping up Assad. Why? Because Turkey is Sunni. Turkey wants to be the head caliphate. In Syria, mostly Sunni Muslims live there, but Assad is Shiite, and he's closely allied with Iran. So when it looked like, because Obama and Hillary were going to bring Assad down, and by the way, Obama still says Assad has to go, but that's why Russia came over there and China, and they're saying, oh, no, we're going to protect him. And Iran's saying, okay, we're joining with the big boys, Russia and China, and we're going to protect Assad. Why? Because he's Shiite. And right. So you got Obama trying to be the Mahdi of the Sunnis and trying to create this whole Sunni empire in the Middle East. And then you got Iran and China and Russia now all in alliance trying to prop up Assad because he controls Syria and he's Shiite. So, I mean, this is a horrifying, stinking mess. And again, I'm going to say, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of Christians, men, women, boys, and girls, butchered, raped, beheaded, burned alive, crucified because of Obama. Where is the outrage?
Absolutely. And I would like, give me a minute, Carl. I want to tell the folks what I think about Obama and all this. And it needs to be said by me. It's like this, folks. People say, well, how could our father allow all that to happen? There's a certain alignment that has to change, that had to change within the Middle East and for Bible prophecy to come to pass, for the nations to go against Israel. You're seeing that alignment. And to America to be the way that it was prior to Barack Obama, wouldn't work. That couldn't happen. We had to have either Barack Obama specifically or somebody like him to do what he has did in order for this alignment to happen. So biblically, it shows us where we were at in the end times, but I believe very biblically that this had to happen in order to change things. The only other thing could have happened is America would have had to been blown off the map where it was irrelevant. That's kind of my take on it. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, no, brother. I mean, you and I stand in agreement on that. And this is a very complex topic. There's still so much more that we could say about it. You might have questions you'd like to ask my opinion on. It's difficult. I do radio all the time. I love radio. But it's, as you know, brother, it's difficult to unfold a very complex topic over radio. I mean, it's a lot easier on television where you've got graphics and things people can see. And so I may have messed it up tonight, but people might have been listening to me go on, and they might have just their minds might have shut down because it's extremely complex. But the bottom line is, This is a war. It's demonic. It's spiritual. There's wars on several fronts. There's Turkey and Iran, Shiite and Sunni. There's Russia and China. There's the United States and NATO against Russia and China. Turkey shooting down a Russian warplane. Israel surrounded by enemies. Muslim Brotherhood jockeying for power. They've been kicked out twice in Egypt. Dictators toppled, but that created a great instability in the Middle East. Refugee crisis affecting Europe and now the United States. I mean, this is a worldwide mess. It's like this man causes astounding devastation wherever he touches. And it's amazing, brother. I mean, we're living in very, very prophetic times. And that's one of the reasons that I'm writing this next book, is for people to see this kind of stuff. I mean, your average Joe Blow American, bless their heart, the salt of the earth people, but they get up, they go to work, and they, eke out their living, they come home, they collapse on the couch, they watch a little CNN or Fox, they watch a football game or, Dancing with the Stars, they get a Starbucks coffee on the way home, and that's their day. And they don't realize these dozens of prophetic things that are converging right before our eyes that indicate that we are in the days shortly before the return of the Lord. I'm not setting dates. It could be 100 years, but, I mean, it's getting close, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. My program has been on for quite some time. Before, we never did the shofar. We're now at the first of the program. We have the shofar blow. And that came about is, it was put on my heart by the Spirit after Arab Spring started, that everything changed. I believe it just changed. You could just see it. And I could see, I'm not saying that I'm not trying to be like a prophet or something, but I could see the realignment, of things headed towards, what the Bible spoke about. And you're right, Carl. There's so much that we talked about tonight, which some people say, well, wait a minute, that might not fit together what he said and he said. There's just so much there that it takes so much. That's why books are important. That's why videos are important. And what our responsibility should be, one towards or another, is to get these things, and then when we're aware of them, is share them with others. What do you think?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I agree. And that's what I'm desperately trying to do and figure out how to do to the very best. And so thank you for helping me do that and getting this information out to folks. And I just want the church to wake up. I mean, I'm not running around with a sign saying the sky is falling. I'm running around with a sign saying, hey, Jesus is on his throne. We're living in prophetic days. We've been raised up for such a time as this. Church, you better wake up and get busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the point, And I believe, actually, with all this doom and gloom, I think that when it gets to the fullness of it, we're going to see miraculous miracles, and I think it's going to be a wonderful time for the believer, but not so much for those that aren't walking in faith. So that's what I want everybody to do, is to walk in faith and get right with Yeshua. Back to you.
Amen. No, amen and amen, brother. You're right. And that's why we've got to, we have to redeem the times. I mean, Jesus said this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached unto all the nations, and then the end shall come. And, of course, the end means the end of man's wicked rule and reign and the beginning of the righteous reign of Yeshua.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Carl, why don't you tell them where to find you at again, and we'll come, and I'm sure you'll be back and talk to me again, but, tell them where your website's at. You got about a minute.
Okay, good. My website is Carl Gallups. That's CarlGallups, CarlGallups.com. And you can click on all the links. You'll see the church I pastor, the radio programs I do. You can watch a lot of my television appearances, thousands of videos, thousands of teaching videos, articles, just scores of articles. I mean, you could spend days and days on that website, and it's all on one page. It's like an index page. It's very easy to get to. So CarlGallups.com. If you want to get my books or movies there, you can get that. And we don't sell anything. There's no advertising on the site, Google ads and all that. It's
right.
The only thing we offer, of course, is books and videos that I've made, but that's it. But the rest of it's just free information.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, thanks for being on with me, Carl, and you have a great insight on things, and I guess we're 60 together, so Brother, we'll talk again soon. All right.
Thank you. Lord willing, God bless you. Thanks, Pastor Dan.
All right. Be blessed. Bye-bye. Well, folks, Obama's signature on Middle East chaos. Go over there to Carl's site and go through that little flip thing, you know, and it is number 4, and it's really easy to find. I found it right off, but I'm going to include it in the link wherever that you're listening to this radio program. There should be a link to it. Well, if you listen to it, well, not right at this second because we're on live radio, but in about an hour or so, it's going to be up in the podcast, a couple of different ones, and by tomorrow it'll be up on YouTube. But you can also go to, and I really challenge you to do that, go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com. They just changed their format. It's smartphone friendly. It's really good, and they've got a great news page over there. Go over there and check them out. They've got a lot of other great people that talk on radio. And also, you know, there's a couple of them over there for your health. Like Wendy Wallace, I really like her. She does herbal medicine. And that's something that you really need to be up on in this time because, you know, you're not going to be able to go to a drugstore when everything falls apart. But anyway, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Always, always be a blessing to others. And also, so I don't forget about it, pray about supporting radio. We really do need your help. We're trying to make a change right now. We need a new computer and a new screen and a few other things. So pray about a donation towards radio. If you make that donation, say, for radio when you send it. Anyway, you must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Again, remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return, because there will never be peace until he returns. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan Chang. Goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.